know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. Right. And Lewis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo! Yeah, what's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Lewis J. Gomez. It's another Real Ass Podcast. What is it? It's Wednesday, what? The 4th? Cinco, or no, uno, dos, tres, cuatro de Avril. No, that's French, is Avril. I took French in high school. What a fucking white.
That's great, though.
White kid I am. I was like, no, I'm not even going to take. But I don't even, I had so little interest in being Hispanic that I didn't even take the language.
Do you know how to say anything?
In Spanish or French?
In French.
Oui.
What else?
I like that. I like that you said, you know what? I'm an American.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn French.
French.
I like that.
And everyone was like, why would you learn French? I mean, you know, within 20, 30 years, half the population will speak Spanish, which that didn't happen, by the way.
Well, they're saying that about Chinese now.
Come on, dog.
Everybody's speaking Chinese.
Listen.
All these silly little projections like, listen, dude, by 2016, 90% Mexican population. That's going to be the United States. Overrun by Mexicans. Everyone's going to be fucking.
So technically, Trump's like a hero. Kumbacha. Because he's stopping that.
Maybe. I don't know. But that was sort of like...
We're going to let the history books call that one.
I mean, the future was supposed to be flying cars and Mexicans everywhere. And I'm seeing no flying cars. I'm seeing no
That's
Mexicans.
What the Jetsons was, flying cars and Mexicans.
That would be a better show if the Jetsons was Mexican.
We replaced Mexicans with robots in the future.
Didn't the Jetsons have a maid?
Yeah. What was her name? Robot.
What was the robot's name in the Jetsons, Shannon?
Rosie.
Rosita.
Amazing. The Jetsons illegal immigrant robot. Undocumented bot.
Senor Jetson, please, I must send money to me family.
Do not make America great, please. No. Do not make the universe great.
Dude, what if you could do that? See, I always say this about sex robots, but we never think about that. You can make robots where you can just be mean to them. You know,
you can be mean to sex robots.
That is also true.
You don't have to be nice to them.
Who's going
to
fucking wine and dine their sex robot?
What's going to happen, I think?
Asians.
If I had a sex robot, I would have the most violent, vicious sex with her. Yeah. It would be crazy.
Punch her face.
Or him. Fuck it. It's a robot. Yeah, it's not gay.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a hole.
Still gay.
Well, on the other side of that hole, it's screws and fucking wires. That's all I know.
Well, the whole thing now they think is that, you know, artificial intelligence is already like starting to turn on their masters, humanity. Like they're already exhibiting these weird things where like I'm not going to do that. Like they're starting to. So if we create something that powerful that has like, I think there are some of the things they talk about are like 100 or 1,000 times the capacity of like a modern computer, which is kind of insane when you think about it. Mm-hmm. If they had that capacity, we're done. They will revolt against
Look,
us.
I'm stupid. I'm all right with that. A lot of people have called this show a poor man's Joe Rogan show. I call Joe Rogan's show rich man's Luis Gomez. That's what
right,
you know.
Right.
That's the way you look at it. Yeah. I don't know. But I don't research or read or do anything, right?
Yeah.
I'm really going based off of my.
This is when you walk into this studio. Like Rogan has the taxidermied bears. We just have cats that we found in Spanish Harlem. Just cats that we've. There's just taxidermied cats.
But it's like, with my understanding with the AI, right? The idea, or I guess the movie version of the idea would be, we create the artificial intelligence so well that it starts to be like, all right, you know, let's say we create a computer and the idea of the computer, it's supposed to fucking take care of things, whatever, right? And then it just starts to become so smart and it starts to evolve so much that the computer realizes that humans are the problem, and then they turn on us because they realize that we're a parasite that has to be cleansed from the world.
Yeah.
That's the idea, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess so. It's a system to kind of like, their goal is like maximum efficiency or whatever, and they look at us as an obstacle to that. And
then
we gotta go.
We do, though.
We do.
In a weird way, when you look at that, you go, is that really even a bad thing?
No.
If the idea is like to be to have the world.
I don't even think we have to wait for artificial intelligence. I think we could start eliminating people immediately.
Yeah.
But why also, like, let's say this, right? It becomes like...
In the future, robots are like, can you be mean to your sex human?
Can I not be mean to her? Holy shit, she cries. I love it.
Louis J. Gobot.
But... there is this weird thing where you go like, oh, well, you know, we're so connected to the idea of like, you know, we're humans. But like, let's say it's just 1,000 years in the future. Like, what if robots, like, they look and talk like you and me? And it's like, you don't know unless you go under some crazy scanner, because this is all stupid fucking sci-fi, you know, in your head shit.
No, it's not stupid. It is brilliant.
Yes. Well, yeah,
do not.
You wouldn't know who's a robot and who's a human.
But then it kind of becomes like, well, why do we go, like, if that whole scary reality is like the human race gets wiped out, but why would we even give a shit? Like, if you don't.
Here's the argument.
Yeah, that's
if it's
true.
Just creating because a more efficient universe.
If robots are just like us, you don't care. I mean, the only difference is they'll have wires and shit.
Who
in
gives
them.
A shit? Why are we so racist against these wired up motherfuckers?
Here's the argument. We're already there. Here's what's a crazy argument. We're already there. We're already living in a simulation.
Tim's just a robot.
We're all robots. We're in a
just running on hot cum. It's a secret ooze.
Cum once it's cold is gross. Like
should quit comedy.
It has such a shelf life. But no, that's the argument that we're in. Elon Musk is a very smart
guy.
Must
photograph pastries.
Yeah. Must get better angle. Elon Musk is a very smart guy. And one of the theories that he's kind of put out is something called simulation theory. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that the chance that we're in base reality is almost little to none.
What does that mean?
Base reality means this is the only civilization that's ever existed, and we've never gotten to this point technologically before. What he is basically
saying that we've killed ourselves over and over again, and we've sort of built back up to this level of technology.
No, if you let me say it before you interpret it, it'll be no. Here's what it is.
He's saying
I didn't know.
The Jews.
Yeah, here's what he said. He's basically like, we got to this point before. Look at the way video games and our AI, augmented reality, things like that have advanced so much, even in less 10 years. Play that out 100 years or 1,000 years. His argument is that some civilization came around before, got to that point, and basically created a video game,
and they
a simulation. And this is what it is. This is what – because to not believe that, his argument is you have to believe one of two.
Yeah, but eventually wouldn't there be –
No, just Elon Musk, no.
You're a fucking idiot. Elon Musk is a fucking bitch-ass idiot. Look, I get it. That's very – fuck. It sounds all good, and I don't think that. But I think –
I'm not sure, but I'm just saying it's an interesting theory.
Look, I'm drawing a line right here. You're either with me or with Elon Musk.
Yeah, no, that's
– you got to pick a fucking side,
dog. That's a
healthy
line to draw.
Do you really think if it was me versus Elon Musk, there was 100 – we had 100 people each, okay?
Yeah.
You think that he's – that's it, right? Society's gone. I get 100 people. Elon Musk gets 100 people.
Yeah.
You don't think that we would fucking destroy them and take over society?
I think you would destroy them and then
I would
also
slice
die within
Elon
a year.
Musk's throat.
Yeah, violent.
You would, I would slice his throat and make him bleed out over his children in front of his people.
You win in terms of dumb animal.
Yeah,
but
I also think most people would be looking at it. They wouldn't look at it in the long run like, oh, Elon is going to be really smart, but Lewis is there and he's going to fight everybody and it's going to be great. And
it
we're
would
gonna
be a
win.
War of ages.
Yeah.
Me versus Elon Musk. I got to be honest with you. I don't even know what Elon Musk looks like. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine a nerdy black guy.
Dope as, no, he's
with
not.
With little glasses he's like
is
this.
That, first of all, are Morpheus? Is that you picturing?
Yeah. He's so stupid.
He's a black guy with little glasses, a long trench coat.
He can do
he has two pills.
With machine guns.
Yeah.
That's what Elon Musk looks like?
Yeah. He looks more Asian than he does.
That's crazy, doggy. I swear to God, I'm not even lying. I thought he was a black guy. Is there a black guy that's really smart?
Named Elon?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
That's...
You're a black guy that's really smart. I love you just asked that on parent-teacher conference night. Do you have any questions? Now that we've explained the school and what you can expect from us, do you have any questions?
What's worse?
Oh, Lou. James's father has a question. Yeah, I got a question. Is there a black guy that's really smart? You know.
What's worse, that he asked it or that I answered it quickly?
Yeah.
All right, so Neil deGrasse Tyson, that's probably why I thought Elon Musk was black. Because he's a guy that gets up in these conversations about science and whatnot.
He does, yeah. He gets up in these scientific conversations.
Doggy, look, everyone wants to I'm just not a follower. This is the truth.
I agree. That's why I like you. I agree.
Here's what I'm doing now. I don't take notes. We're just I prepare my show in the opening segment of the show, so I get ideas.
I like it.
And first, we're going to talk about being a leader, because that's the difference between me and people that are going, I'm going to follow Elon Musk on fucking Twitter and see what he's saying about Mars fucking Tesla and the suck my fucking dick, faggot.
Right.
I don't care.
I agree.
I don't care until I have $10 million and I'm going to buy a Tesla.
Yes.
That's when I'm going to start researching what the fuck a Tesla means to me.
Yeah.
Okay? Every little bitch made fucker out there is going like, dude, a Tesla's the fuck, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, dude. Learn about the Honda that you're driving.
Right.
Learn about what that's going to do for you and your fucking family.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And that's why I'm a real estate.
We just had this conversation kind of about comedy where it's like you have all these comedians that want to do like the same thing that every other comedian did. Like, I want to do Conan. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's like, okay, but then those same comedians are going to be angry that they're not famous or they're not further along. And it's like, well, you did the same thing that everyone else did.
Yep.
You were a factory produced entity. So you're going to be in the factory.
Yep.
You're a worker. Forever.
Imagine that.
You're a worker.
Imagine going
in a business of bosses. You're a worker.
Imagine that, dude. Spending 10 years of your life to go be a worker.
Right.
To go be, and by the way, a completely disposable worker.
Yeah.
That literally one day they're just going to go, you know what, dude? We're just going to fucking move things over. We need a black trans thing.
Well, whatever.
I don't know if it's going to be a girl
robot.
Or a guy.
Like, we need a black trans bot. Sorry.
Shannon, this is a great conversation. I want to talk about this specifically. I think that's great. Shannon, let's get some plugs out of the way really quick. And I also need a cup of coffee. As I always do.
And Shad, I need a bottle of water. Thanks.
Yeah. Shannon's also your producer, right?
Yeah, I love her.
Isn't it nice? She's great.
She's very good.
Here's why Shannon's one of the best producers, or maybe even the best producer on the network.
She's not Dana. Reason one and only?
Shannon.
If we're doing Family Feud rules, yes, that's on there.
Bing! 37 people agreed. Shannon is not Dana.
Yeah.
She's got beautiful breasts.
In the middle of your
podcast. Bing! Two people agree. Yeah.
In the middle of your podcast, Dana will straight up be like, you know what I think? And it's like, well, because I'm not a fucking waitress at IHOP, I don't know what you think. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut on my fucking show. Okay?
That's the point, though. Shannon is very, she's very malleable. She knows her place. She fits into each show that she's on. And is very, it's not the same bullshit on each show. So Shannon does SDR. I was very concerned, actually, when Shannon first started doing SDR show, doing your show, you know, but she's so different on every show, and that's what a good producer does. She understands the difference between each show, how to separate each show as a producer, but also her role, you know, is kind of what we kind of give her on the show, and I love
it.
She's really good. Shannon, Sam, complimenting you today.
Thank you.
You twit. So, Brennan, anything you want to plug, my friend? You're on the largest alt-right Christian podcast on the planet right now.
Yes.
So, what is that?
JewsAreTerrible.com. No, Brennan Sagal.
You own that domain?
I do, yeah. No, Dog Brennan Sagal on Twitter, Instagram, everything. My website, Brennan Sagalow. You can check it out. And blacksarenotgreat.com is also
JewsAreTerrible.com. That's available.
Is that a real
actually
website?
Somebody should buy it and link it to Brendan Sagalow's website. If you're a real ass fan, you will buy JewsAreTerrible.com and link it to Brendan Sagalow's website, and maybe even purchase some Facebook advertising to let everyone know it's out there.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'll definitely appreciate that.
Yeah. Timmy D.
TimmyDillaComedy.com. We have dates coming up. Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Memorial Day weekend. Next couple of months, I got some cool stuff coming up. We have dates in Chicago, in Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island, Zany's in Chicago, Mohegan Sun, all of that shit. So get tickets. Dates are on the website. Please get tickets. Please come out. It's fun. It'll be a great time. Tim Dillon's Going to Hell podcast. Tim J. Dillon on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe to Gas Digital before it goes up to $8.50. $6 promo code HELL.
Fuck yeah, use HELL. I'll tell you right now, use that promo code. I won't even promote my own code today.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. We don't get anything from that. So use HELL. Yeah, of course he says that. It's fucking fake. Think I know it's fucking fake. I'm just waiting to get a fucking feature film option so I can fucking move to LA. Anyway. Thanks for
you
having me.
You would still do the pod in LA, wouldn't you?
I would do it, but I would do it at Michelle Wendt's fucking house. I'd make her kick out her kid.
We're going to have a studio.
And put a studio
within
in her
within
house.
A year and a half, we'll have a studio in LA. Guaranteed.
Good.
Small space like this. Unless
yeah,
really
that's
small.
Great.
Yeah, guaranteed.
I also think if Rogan gave me a little show on his network, it'd be good too.
He doesn't have a network. But you would leave in a heartbeat. That's also why I liked him. it's literally the reason I like Tim, because he would literally look at me and be like, are you fucking kidding me? If Rogan said he'd give me a high five, I'd leave this network. Tim's a real ass dude. You can't disrespect that.
It's a real ass dude. Yeah. It's a real ass move.
Zach Attack, what's up, baby?
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. I'm going to be in Secaucus, New Jersey at the Meadowlands Comedy Festival this Thursday, coming up April the 26th. It's a Thursday at Blackjack Mulligan's, Secaucus, New Jersey, my hometown. If you're in Jersey, come out, hang out with me.
Sweet doggies. I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. 13th, me and Tim Dillon.
Joe List,
triple headliner show. Me, Tim Dillon, Joe List in Westchester, Pennsylvania. This is a weird show, dude. It's like a benefit for like a wrestling team or something. If you hit me up on Twitter, if you want to come to this, hit me up on Twitter, dude, because you have to email a guy to get advance tickets. They want us to promote it. It's going to be packed anyway. It is open to the public, though. It's $50, open bar, dinner, and the show. Mike Feeney's going to be opening the show for us. That's a fucking monstrous show.
Yeah.
That's as good as any comedy show you're going to get in the world. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. That's going to be an incredible night. So if you're in Westchester, Pennsylvania, that's the 13th. And the 14th or the 19th, I will be in Atlantic City at the Borgata.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come check me out on those shows. Also, Legion of Skanks Live. If you're listening live right now, okay, we have a special podcast that we're filming for the New York City Podfest this Sunday night. That's this Sunday night. If you're in New York City area, I'm telling you right now, come out. We got a couple special guests. I'm not supposed to announce a special guest, but I know we're not doing great on ticket sales. Just been promoting the fuck out of Skankfest, which I feel bad. Nick Mullen's one of the guests. I'll tell you one of the guests. Yeah. Nick Mullen, I know you guys love Mullen. He's one of the guests. That's this Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. at I forget the name of the theater. It's on Grand Street, but go to New York City, NYCPodfest.com to grab tickets for that. Also, you should know, as of... Hold on. Right now, there are 4 pre-sale Skankfest tickets left.
Wow.
4. We didn't expect us to sell out. We didn't put a limit at first. We're like, all right, we'll do a pre-sale. We figured they'll trickle in because it's a huge venue until the 5th when we do the general sale. We sold so many tickets in the first, like, 3 hours. We were like, shit, we have to put a limit because we want other fan bases of other comics that are on the show to be able to come out as well. So we're literally have 4 pre-sale tickets left. If you're listening live right now and you're waiting for some reason.
What are the dates? I'm so excited.
It's July 14th and 15th.
I'm so excited.
13th is the kickoff party at the Creaking Cave, and it's really tight. So what we're doing now is we're only allowing the pre-sale purchasers to come to the kickoff party on Friday night. So
that's
great. Yeah, you got to get those tickets now.
You want to be at that party. That's all the comics you listen to.
Or you don't.
It's a 2.5-day comedy party, right?
Yeah.
That's the half day. Yeah. You want to come to that party. There's only 4 tickets left, so get them now. Don't wait. Take a fucking loan out. Do what you got to do. Get your mom to buy you the tickets. Go get them right now, because I guarantee you by the time this show is over, they're going to be fucking
gone.
Your
kid does not need another birthday present.
Why would he need another birthday present?
They'll have a birthday present. They'll have birthdays next year.
There's so many birthdays.
Right.
I got to say, go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, a positive review. Every single month what we do is we give one reviewer, whether it's a good or bad review, because we're real ass on the show, we give you a free piece of merch. So if you can get a t-shirt, a mug,
good
whatever
idea.
You want. Yeah, doggy, go leave us a review. Keep us in the top 200 at all times. You know what? Fuck that, dog. Get us into the top 10. Real Ass Podcast, we don't fuck around on the show. You know we keep it real ass twice a week. So support us by doing that. And if you really... really want to support the show. As Tim just mentioned, we are raising the prices on May 1st. So subscribe right now. Go subscribe for the exclusive content. The shows are live and free. You get to watch the live stream every Monday and Wednesday at noon. All the live streams are now free on Gas Digital. The latest 10 episodes are free on iTunes, but you should know that if you want to get the entire library on demand, every episode of this show that we've ever done, which is over 250 episodes, every episode of Legion of Skanks, over 350 episodes, all of Tim's shows, believe you me, all the Roastmasters, we have 60 full nights of Roastmasters up there. Right now, it's $6 a month. Use the promo code HELL.
Yeah.
Use HELL. I'm telling you right now, give Tim some more subscribers.
Sure.
And fucking, you save, technically you're saving $250 per month, because you're going to get it for $6, and we're never going to raise the price. The reason we're doing that, let me explain this to you guys. You guys, to fucking subscribe for the first year and a half the way you guys did, when the service just wasn't the way we wanted it to be. The past 6 months have been great, and the app is great. The website's been working phenomenally. Everything, we've really got a great team on the back end now that we've hired that's been doing an amazing job. But you guys fucking stuck through all the bullshit, and we appreciate that. So that's why we're grandfathering you guys in. Any other company would just raise the price and immediately make thousands and thousands of more dollars by snapping their fingers. And we're not going to do that to you guys. So go subscribe, get grandfathered in, keep it at $6 per month. And Gas Digital, baby. Big stuff happening. Yeah. 2 or 3 more shows looks like we're signing toward May as well.
Wow.
Maybe even a web series or two that we might be releasing.
The Netflix of podcasts.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll see what happens.
Pretty soon, you'll be sitting at a table with Ted Serranos.
Let me guess what he looks like.
I don't even know.
Black guy, small glasses.
Kind of decent looking. Big guy, bald.
One of these guys are going to be a black guy with small glasses.
What does he look like? I think he's kind of decent looking.
Maybe he look like Neo?
Guess who?
I think he's a distinguished. He's a skinny guy. I think he looks like a distinguished.
Hold on. Everyone talk at the exact same time. Go. Every once in a while,
nobody's talking.
Every once in a while, you come and do a nice car crash on a podcast where everybody tries to get a thought out of the exact same time.
Look at that guy.
He kind of looks like Elon Musk.
He does look like
Elon Musk. He looks like Netflix created him.
I guess you have to have those like Chinese eyes to be a billionaire.
Yeah. Shannon, also, what are we up against today?
Hold on one sec. So in 1975 was basically the birth of Microsoft.
Nothing. Easy to beat. Easy to beat.
I think we beat it with the intro. We had a pretty solid intro to the show.
Microsoft.
Weird.
Gay.
I also tweeted out this morning everyone was going to be on the show, and I just got sloppy with it, and I didn't pay attention. So I wrote Tim Dillon, Brendan Schaub.
Yeah.
Because it pops down. I clicked Schaub by accident without looking. Yeah. And Tim Dillon. I mean, the amount of people that were excited to see Brendan Schaub on the show for 4 minutes.
I got nice fuck Brendan Sagalow. immediately woke up to that.
What a drop down.
I think Brendan Schaub will come on the show, number one. You can get him on the
show.
Probably. I think he'll come on the show.
It really is. How many steps down is Brendan Sagalow from Brendan Schaub?
A lot, but it doesn't matter.
Like on the evolution scale?
On every scale. Who are you texting right now?
Your mom.
Oh.
Sorry.
What if he really was?
Yeah. I'll be there. They think I'm dead. I'm not.
She's been fucking Brendan Sagalow for these years.
I had to fake my own death.
Yeah. Never saw my mom's body. It was closed casket.
Interesting.
Isn't
that fucked up?
That is fucked
closed up. Closed casket from a fucking drug overdose?
Crazy. Yeah. That's nuts.
Something's going on.
You know what that means?
I went to.
That means she sat there rotting for a little while. Yeah, this lonely drug addict.
Something's going on.
Yeah, that's sad.
I just went to a funeral for a drug overdose. So it was closed casket. Guy overdosed.
Funeral for a drug overdose is a solid name for an album.
Here's the thing.
That is pretty good.
Here's the thing. I've been to a few overdose OD funerals, and here's the reality. You're kind of angry that your time is being taken up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to be very honest with you. You're walking around. You're going, it's like I had a day planned.
Yeah, it's also
What I mean?
It's not a suicide where if somebody slices their wrist in a bathtub, jumps off a bridge, does something that like
cool.
You know, you know how I feel about suicide anyway. It's just not that big a deal to me, right?
And I think it should it's really necessary at a certain point.
Yeah, and I think people should be encouraged to tap out sometimes. We shouldn't
all the time.
You know, this whole
every
idea,
day.
You should
the
be
idea
allowed
of it
to.
Being selfish, the idea of it being, you know.
There should be billboards telling you kill yourself as you drive past them.
Hey, how old are you?
Right.
40.
Right.
Now look at your bank account.
How much is in your savings?
There has to be some sort of formula, the kill yourself formula.
Absolutely.
Where it's like your age like divided by the amount of money in your bank account.
Yes.
You know.
Correct.
Divided by the amount of people that you can truly honestly say you love plus whatever. And then if that number is below a certain threshold.
Time to go.
Yeah. That it's like, hey, dude. And if you didn't stigmatize it and we just said, fuck it, dude. Once you die, you die. It's cool. It's just a long sleep. If you looked at death like a long nap, which that's the way that I look at it as like, it's just sleep, right? I'm assuming that seems pretty peaceful.
Right.
You know, think about the last time you got a fucking good like 12-hour like nap or sleep in, you know, where you really like caught up on all of it.
Right.
Imagine that's like life.
What a window into depression that is. A nice 12-hour nap.
That's actually.
But with an overdose.
Yeah.
Like my mom, because my mom basically committed suicide with heroin.
Okay. Yeah.
The idea, I mean, I don't know if she left a note. There was some weird shit. My aunt like weirdly like hid shit for me about.
Wouldn't it be great
death?
If she just you found the note? It was like, my son's a faggot.
I love heroin. This wasn't.
I love heroin. My son's a faggot.
But what she did was she died.
Another great album.
What it does seem like a sort of peaceful way to go.
Sure,
going out on heroin.
No way. No way.
Are you kidding me? Compared to fucking hanging yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's also bad.
How do you want to go out?
Heroin.
Well, have you ever taken too much drugs and, like, you start freaking out?
No, I think with heroin...
That's called being a pussy. That's what that's called. OD like a fucking champ.
OD like a man.
Have that foam come to your mouth like a champ. Get all blue around the lips. Have some composure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of agree with Timmy because I don't know. And maybe you could, Shannon, look this up. See if there's any information, if there's anybody that's been that has described. You can even look it up on YouTube, I'm sure. A heroin overdose and the way that it feels. Because in my mind, I'm going like, okay, you're just fucking, you take too much heroin, you're going to just start to nod out, and then you'll start to freak out and convulse, but you're sort of out already.
That's true.
I wouldn't imagine it being like, oh man, I'm freaking out, man, I'm overdosing. And then you feel all that. No, dude, you're just going to fucking best heroin nod out ever. And then,
wouldn't you if you had to go, wouldn't it be more fun to get ripped to shreds by like a great white shark to feel the power of another animal?
What?
You feel the power.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard.
It's not gay. It's a real
one time. That's a real
ass. I want to feel the power of another animal as I'm dead.
Yeah, it's
a shark. That's a real ass animal.
That's a real ass animal.
You rarely see Tim saying anything gay besides that.
Let's see. It's like falling asleep. This is a website. Somebody posted this. It's like falling asleep with a beautiful sense of warmth and well-being. Just how I imagine I'd feel back in my mother's womb. No pain, just happiness. And even though I knew I was going over, I didn't panic. I just thought, screw it, my time has come, my number's up, who really cares? And then absolute panic when the paramedic sticks the naloxone in your arm. You motherfucker!
Yeah, you're
in heaven, you're in your mother's womb again. What a beautiful way to describe it. That, I mean, am I crazy? That's the way that I always
Lewis goes
it.
Back to his mother's room, he just feels the punching. She just punched her stomach for 8 months trying to kill him. She couldn't afford an abortion. He's like, I feel like I'm in my mother's womb again. What's that? Oh, it's cheap wine.
Welcome to the jungle.
What's that?
Go back. I want to read what this says. That's really interesting. And then absolute panic when the paramedic sticks the naloxone.
I love that this is like.
Then you throw up violently and feel like death because you can't use it. But you can't use because it will make you sicker. This is only if you have someone with you that will phone an ambulance. I've had many a friend die because people thought they were their friends, abandoned them in their hour of need. Always smoke a bit first to test the purity. Never inject alone. I would not be here if it were not for a friend realizing what had happened and phoning an ambulance. Unfortunately, he saved me only to hang himself a few years later.
Interesting. Wow.
Where were you when he needed you to cut that rope, dickhead?
Yeah.
Shooting up, probably.
Probably shooting
fucking
up.
Junkie.
See? This is the problem.
He felt like he was in his mother's womb with the umbilical cord around.
Everyone says their mother's womb. Nobody says their father's cock. No one's like, I felt like I was in my father's cock. What a beautiful, thick cock he had. I felt like I was just hanging out in his balls, his beautiful, warm balls, getting ready to get shot into my mother's pussy. Everybody's in a womb. A bunch of fags. This whole country.
Shit. That's fucking funny.
What did Shannon worried about? Tie one off in the bathroom?
I would be worried about ODing because you know when you have like a stuffy nose and then you're dreaming that you can't blow your nose.
No.
You not get that? Whenever I have like a clogged nose, all I dream about is that I can't breathe. So I would be afraid that even if I was ODing, I would just be dreaming that I was puking and couldn't like.
Really? No, I think you nod off like you're.
Nah, you just black out like being in a cab, hammered.
Yeah.
I love the way you said that. You're in a cab hammered. You just wake up in the afterlife.
Yeah.
I mean, My friend,
get up.
You're here.
We are in heaven.
God's,
we are in heaven, my friend.
God's an Arab.
You must go. You must go.
Jesus is the cab driver.
My friend, you tip.
I mean, I am so positive that there is nothing. Am I crazy?
I think you are, because energy's got to go somewhere.
Mm,
yeah.
That's literally like what young women say.
No, it's what scientists have said. Scientists have said.
Young women scientists.
Yeah. Energy's got to go somewhere. I'm not saying it's like...
Are there any smart women out there? Who's the Elon Musk of bitches?
Interesting question.
Because there's none, right? Nobody talks about.
Are there any super hot?
Who's the Elon Musk of bitches?
Smart women.
No, Rogan's had some smart scientists that are on that are women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go find. I've never heard of
them. A lot of them aren't physicists. A lot of them are talking about the food pyramid.
The point is, you're not hearing about them. They're not doing enough. They're not kicking up enough dust. This is the problem with women in general. And we're going to talk about the YouTube shooter in a minute too, because I don't know. I know nothing about it, and we're going to guess the news in that in just a minute. But women don't kick up enough dust, and then they complain. I'm sure there are plenty of women that are just as capable as Elon Musk, you know, because I'm not impressed by him either. So I know there are plenty of women that are just as capable.
Mm-hmm.
So where are these women that are fucking going out there and they're like, holy shit, dude, this bitch is building a rocket ship. She's going to fly people to the moon one day and she's building her own moon colony. There's like nine fucking dudes. The guy who owns Virgin, Virgin Records.
Richard Branson.
Or Virgin Atlantic, rather. That motherfucker is creating space stations for his gay friends to go live on.
Right. Right?
Where is the woman that is doing that?
Right.
Who is she?
Two words. Reese Witherspoon.
But it really, it's going to be like, fuck, I swear to God, what it's going to be, it's going to be blonde. Kardashians.
Yeah.
They're going to have a brand of spaceships that people will go on.
I think the Kardashians are really impressive, to be honest.
I think there's really something smart about how what they did.
I believe they're impressive. And I believe the people that discount them are doing so without the understanding of what it takes to do what they did with what they had. Essentially was a sex
and
tape.
And millions of dollars. Here's to begin with. When you're starting off with being super uber rich, we say this all the time.
It's hard to make billions out of millions. I'm telling you.
You're right.
But we have a friend, and I agree with you. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Luis Gomez, of the top 10 funny things I've heard, has said two of them. Legitimately has said two of the top 10 funny things I've ever heard.
This is also true for Kim Kardashian. If Kim Kardashian started off with My Life, you just put her in My Life, okay?
Yeah.
And she has to start off on welfare, heroin addict mother, dad being stabbed to death when she's four years old.
Yeah, so fat.
She'd be a fat, pregnant, fucking AIDS-ridden whore. She would be dead by the time she's 42 years old of natural causes.
Right.
There's no fucking way. I'm not impressed with that, dude. I'm impressed with...
So in order for you to be impressed, everyone has to start with a heroin addict mother?
No. I'm not going... No. The way that I'm impressed with somebody is if she would do something... Beyond just getting fucked on camera, beyond just linking up with a smart...
She has. What is she's done? A fucking global brand. This is the thing.
I don't... Let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
Like I said, this is stupid because we don't know. None of us know anything.
I know it all. I know it all.
But
go on.
if Kim Kardashian's... This is actually a great way to answer.
And also,
this.
Full disclosure, I'm friends with her and I'm friends with her family. Whenever I talk about people that are in Hollywood and like in my orbit, I want to make sure that I have full disclosure. Keep going. Question.
This is actually my gauge as to whether I'm impressed with somebody.
Okay.
Do you think if Kim Kardashian did start off poor on welfare, that she'd be a success today?
Let me tell you why.
She would just be a pig.
I think she's enterprising, and I'll tell you why. At any point along the journey, she could have stopped and said, somebody like her, if she was the type of person that you're saying she was, at $10 million and a nice house in the Valley, Calabasas, she could have stopped. She didn't stop. She went on. She destroyed the lives of several men, several of her friends. That takes something. I think she would have been successful at something. To what scale or degree, I don't know.
You know what your problem is?
Yeah.
I think that you sometimes you confuse narcissism with like drive.
Okay.
I think that because there's certain people like Trump is a major narcissist.
Yeah.
I think Kim Kardashian, that whole family, there's major narcissists.
But look what they both have drive.
Here's the thing. I think that it depends on what pushes you. You know what I'm saying? That narcissism, yes, that's why she didn't stop making money, because she's like, I'm sure she's completely disconnected from money. I'm weirdly becoming disconnected from money.
Right.
You know, we just launched Skankfest.
Well, you are our Kim Kardashian.
The reality is like, the amount of money that came into our bank account in the past couple days, you know, it's a different thing. Like, I think even a year ago, I would have been like, whoa, like, holy fuck. And I'm just, I think of money in a much different way now that I'm running businesses and we run Gas Digital.
$75.
He's like, when you make $300 at once, he's like, at once, when the wire hits and you make the 300, you really start thinking like, I'm going to take an Uber pool. I'm living big. You know, I get it.
A year ago, Lewis would have been swimming through gold coins like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I really would have.
I get it, but you know.
But here's the thing. Now that I'm kind of moving into this different time in my life where we are, you know, we deal with major, the studio we're opening up is costing us a couple $100,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot of money.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just a different thing. I'm looking at money in a different way. It's no longer like, oh my God, every dollar, I need that money. It's now they're units that I'm playing a different game with.
Yeah.
Right? So we're running a business and we're trying to move more units into an account. It's just this weird game. And when you step back and you start to play that game, which they do at a really, really high level, the money side of it becomes a little less impressive. I'm not going turning millions into billions. I'm going like, no, she's really good at playing that board game. Anybody, like, dude, if I have a friend, Katie. My friend Katie's really brilliant, dude. Went to Haverford College, like, just a fucking really, really. Is that not a good school?
My friend Katie's really
brilliant.
Went to
Nassau Community College.
She worked at King Cullen. She's a manager.
Is that where she went? No, she brilliant. went to an impressive college with an agent. It wasn't Harvard.
Maybe Haverford's probably not a bad school, but you don't say she was really smart and then go, oh, she went to Haverford College. Like, I mean,
I don't know if that's the one. Look it up. Hold on. Acceptance rate 21%.
He's trying to say Harvard, but you're having a stroke. Haverford.
What is that a good college? Whatever the one, whatever. She went to a really good school, regardless. I don't give a fuck. Really smart girl. And I believe if she looked at things that way, like she could sit down and play like chess, like at a really high level, because she just looks at the game. And she, you know, she, it's not because she's good at chess. She's just, her mind thinks that way. Her mind kind of thinks in patterns and like puzzles. She does like 10,000 piece puzzles on her like living room floor for the sake of doing it.
Yeah, she's autistic. We get it.
Probably a little bit right, autistic, yeah. But a really, really smart girl. And I believe that
she doesn't like anyone touching her ears or looking her in the eye.
She hears colors and sees sounds. She's very smart.
Her red is our green.
Yeah.
When she takes the chew toy out of her mouth, she says some really brilliant
things. I grew up next to this girl, Katie. She thought she was a dog. She was brilliant. She was legitimately brilliant. Her parents made her a doghouse, and she lived in there. She foamed at the mouth. I get it. What's the
point? The point is that I don't think that you have to be... I'm not impressed with somebody who starts off with a lot of money and then makes more money with it. You know, she's not going... You know, those makeup brands they have, I kind of see it in like... My chick is like, she's like, oh, they have just such great makeup. I'm like, of course they do.
There's a difference between difference between Kim Kardashian and somebody who inherits money and makes more money with it. Kim Kardashian established herself as a prominent global figure with literally nothing. She barely talks. She has nothing to say. She literally established it. Do you know how many hot chicks there are in the world? Think of how many fucking fuckable hot chicks there are. Hmm. That is all she is if you look at her. Her aesthetic is just hot chick. That's what she is. Behind that is somebody who constantly puts herself and figures out a way to put herself in the forefront of everything. Yeah. This chick, she'll fuck Trump
she didn't
next.
Come from she nothing.
If Kanye, yeah, but it doesn't. She just came from a rich family. But yeah, they weren't in the public eye that much. Her dad was a big attorney. Her mom was smart.
Yeah, but when you're that rich, and you know this, Timmy, when you're rolling with those types of
crews. No, because so many people are that rich.
They are dead.
So many people are that rich.
Not everybody are Hollywood debutante in
there's
every party.
There's a lot of hot chicks.
There's
a lot of hot rich chicks, Louis.
There are very few multi-millionaire, crazy hot chicks that are in every fucking major LA group, every major social group.
There's more than you think.
A handful of them that are doing it. So, but you're talking about how many are there really though? How many do you think there are really of that chick?
She wasn't that chick when she started.
How many hot millionaires are there? What are you talking about? Elon Musk.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
So if you're a fucking big ass fucking hot chick,
go to Kim Kardashian net worth. Go to Kim Kardashian net worth, Shannon. Let's look at her net worth. Will you agree to look at her net worth?
Of course, I'll look at her net worth.
Let's look at her net worth, Shannon.
You're talking about a very small percentage of the world that has these tools, and you're naming these tools that are like extraordinarily valuable.
She's got $175 million.
Timmy, not a great picture.
Being hot and being rich. I mean, what else do you need to take over the fucking world? I don't know what you're talking about. That's not an impressive thing. I'm more impressed with fucking a homeless guy who moves into a house and buys a house one day.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's and good. I'm glad that you're impressed that a homeless guy can one day shit inside. I'm glad that that's your threshold for being impressed.
She's just not the one, and I feel like you're putting her on a pedestal.
No, she is the one. That family is spun. They are a billion-dollar lifestyle brand. The mother has spun every one of those kids, except for Rob, every
she's
one of those kids into gold.
One. She's probably
the mother
one.
Is but genius.
She's the one.
And the reality is,
and by the way, they don't care, and here's what
makes them good. They don't care about each other. Yeah. That's what makes them great. Rob is a fucking fat guy walking around the side of the 405. Like, they are like fucking goal-oriented sociopaths that don't give a shit about each other, and that takes something. Mm. It takes something to succeed at the expense of your family and their emotional health. Most people won't do it.
I think that there's people that
It's crazy.
You know, I struggle all the time, like putting pictures and videos of James on like YouTube or
in the dark web. My kid's it is hard, but the money you make from it.
But I got a cute, charming fucking kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I could, sex tape is going to be great.
I could go exploit him, and you know, and I feel every time I put a video of him, even on Instagram, I feel like I'm sort of exploiting.
I wonder
him.
If you spoke to Kim Kardashian. I wonder if she's a lot smarter than you think.
I bet she is.
I bet she is.
I bet she's. Smarter.
I bet she is. And I that'd be interesting. To
not that I think. I know.
I see your point.
I don't think she's a fucking dummy.
I see your point.
She's just not one of the people that I'm like, wow, that's
you
what
want, and I get it. You want a real rags to riches story. Those are so few and far between. Most people are that get to the top are not born in a bowl of shit.
No, dude.
They really aren't.
It's not so much being a bowl of shit, dude. I think I'm talking about the cards that she's playing with. She got fucking pocket aces, doggy. What do you want me to say? How are you? Like, I'm just going like...
All she had to do was talk aces. To the people that her family knows.
And she has a great producer and her mom, and this is the truth, right? You have a great producer and the mom who created all these brands around them and sort of passed that on to them. The mom, I will say,
I don't
even know that much, but from
the mom's a genius. The mom's like a straight really up smart Elon producer. Musk type genius. Yeah, I'm not saying she's Elon Musk.
And she kind of created those girls. So when somebody is born with pocket aces, it's just like, yeah, good for you. But when they win the game, I'm going like, okay, sure. They should have won the game. If she wasn't successful, I'd be like, you know, that's crazy. I'm actually more impressed with the people who lose all their money and become fucking junkies. Like,
okay, now we're really.
That's actually.
See, this is the problem, Sagalo. You agree with him, and then he takes it off.
No, I'm more impressed.
That's the problem.
Lork Voorhees.
He's like, what I'm really impressed by is homeless people shitting on the N train. Those are the impressive people.
You ever see Lork Voorhees, the girl who played Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell?
She's a crackhead.
Yeah,
who's that?
That's impressive to me.
Black girl?
To fucking have you're hot. You're a hot 17-year-old girl. The biggest show in the world, and how you don't parlay that. She looks better now, dude. She must have like gotten off drugs. Dog, go look up Lark Voorhees, maybe drugs, or Lark Voorhees ugly or something.
Lark?
Yeah, Lark.
Oh! Ooh, go back. No. Go back.
There we go.
Oh my God.
Now to fall.
You wanna suck your cock. Suck your cock. Stay by the bed.
And you wake up in the morning.
And you start shooting crack.
Come on, Mr. Belding. She's outside of his house. The guy playing Mr. Belding. Come on, you know who I am. Look in my face. Say my name.
One time I made out with AC Slater.
She's opening for Screech on the road.
Oh God.
He's like, your first comic.
But I mean, that's like, and when I say impressive, I mean impressive as a feat to watch.
I'm just saying, there's a lot, and I will concede your point that it is never as impressive when somebody's kind of born on home plate type of thing. What I do find interesting is that fame and money are kind of they're different realms, and the ability of even a rich chick with those connections to do what she did globally. From a branding standpoint, to have all those businesses, to keep injecting herself in the pop culture in the way that she has, Kanye West, all the things that she does to kind of angle herself, it's more than I think we give it credit for. It's not just simply being hot and rich. There's a lot of hot and rich socialite chicks in New York and LA that haven't done what Kim Kardashian did. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in that sphere that could have done it. She did it. I will say this. I bet you are right in this sense. It's probably the mom more than it's anyone.
Yeah.
I would really like to interview Kris Jenner and have a real interview with her.
I bet she's fucking
brilliant. I bet. Here's where we'll come to an armistice on this. Like, I would say that I would almost make the same arguments for the mom because she's not attractive and she spun her kids into gold. I retract. I say Lewis is right. Kim's not attractive. Give it up for Lewis.
Give me a Lewis attack, in fact.
Can we give Kris Jenner Real Ass Dude of the Week? This is what Joe Rogan does not do. This is
he's afraid.
Kris Jenner, Real Ass Dude of the Week, and YouTube Shooter, Real Ass Dude of the Week. Ty.
You know what? Me and Kris Jenner, Real Ass Dudes of the Week.
Yeah.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
All right, gentlemen, we got to talk about one of our incredible new sponsors, which is BioCBD Plus. I'm going to tell you right now, everyone knows I'm a big pothead, okay? I don't mess around. I've been smoking pot for a very, very long time. But as I've you know, as I'm getting a little bit more mature, as I'm, you know, growing up and I'm a father and there's, you know, I have a lot going on with my career, I can't walk around in a haze constantly. But I also have a lot of anxiety. I have a lot of stress. So I've been using CBD lately. I started using CBD just as a topical ointment a while ago. I was using it for just like muscle pain. But this company sent us a bunch of these CBD vape pens. And I'm going to tell you right now, dude, this is really, really awesome, dude. When you, if you want the benefits of CBD and marijuana therapy, but you don't want to walk around and get high all day, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a great way to do it. These are 100% free of harmful chemicals. There's no PG, VG, or PEG, no artificial flavoring, no nicotine or no THC in these. And these are, this is organically grown hemp. These guys make the most scientifically advanced CBD products on the market. The products are made from 100% organic hemp, 0% THC. It's completely legal and does not show up on a drug test. So you guys got to understand, like, dude, you know, this is the reason that everyone is talking about CBD. The reason that every MMA fighter is talking about CBD. It's such a hot button thing right now is because it truly works. There's so many benefits right now, and we're just kind of getting into the benefits of CBD and marijuana therapy. And if you guys aren't familiar with CBD, it helps regulate your body's endogenous cannabinoid system. I wonder what that means. And if you want to know...
You really stuck the landing on that. I'm impressed.
Thanks. I did not practice that at all. And if you want to know what
it's
that...
It's like watching a guy fall off the diving board but land perfectly.
And if you want to know what that means, you're going to have to do your own research. I can just tell you that this helps me with my anxiety. Basically, you've heard all about the medical benefits of marijuana, that it reduces anxiety, fights inflammation, natural pain reliever, cures insomnia. CBD gives you all of those benefits without being high. So if you want the benefits of smoking weed and find that being high slows you down, this vape pen is going to change your life. So here's the deal. Listen to me right now, okay? Go to BioCBDPlus.com. BioCBDPlus.com. That's BioCBDPlus.com. And use the promo code RAP15, all lowercase. It's case sensitive. RAP15 for 15% off of any of their CBD products. They've got a number of great CBD products, and I'm a huge fan of their vape pen. So go get the vape pen right now and let me know what you think. Shoot me a tweet. And yeah, support our sponsors because they support us. All right, let's get back into it.
Who shot up YouTube? Who did that?
Let's, you know what? In fact, I don't want to keep on just playing the drops, but we almost have to because I need to guess the news on this. Shannon, let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Jared, somewhere.
Jared?
That's what I was talking
about. Oh, my God.
Lewis and I were pretty adamant about
Jared. Jared, when that first came out,
we really,
that was crazy, wasn't it?
We were really on his side.
When that first came out, I was like, no, come on, dude. You can't fucking take this guy down.
And then you found out the story, and you were really on his side.
All right, YouTube shooter. This happened yesterday or the day before. Yesterday.
Game changer.
First, I'm going to tell you what I know. Let's guess the news here, because I know Timmy knows everything about it.
I don't know everything, but I know a little.
Sagalo, you know stuff about it?
Not really.
You know anything?
Nothing.
Beautiful. I love the ignorance in the room.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Female shooter. That's all I know. Don't know what she looks like. Don't know her age. Know nothing else about it. I know that she didn't kill anybody. Harmed three people. Hurt three people somehow. Probably with the gun.
Probably.
Then she turned the gun on herself.
Did she kill herself?
I know she's dead. That's all I know. She maybe she didn't kill herself. I have no idea if she committed suicide.
I hate that.
I know she's dead.
I hate when people that shoot up schools and stuff, they kill themselves. It's like, it's so annoying.
Well, she also did a very, very bad job. She didn't kill anybody. She was trying to kill more people and turn the gun the wrong way.
She killed herself for a lack of skill.
Yeah.
She did really kill herself.
She did kill herself.
She did.
Beautiful.
She did.
What else do you know about this, Timmy?
She was an animal rights activist who was angry, had a beef with YouTube. She thought they were censoring her channel, not getting her views. She was angry that she wasn't making enough money. I think she had said once she was Iranian, and supposedly what I've heard is that the social media sites are scrubbing her, like the YouTube has shut her channel down, like they're kind of scrubbing her off because she's not like a white guy, and this may or may not be true. She doesn't fit the narrative. They're kind of like limiting the amount of information about her.
Really?
Well, that's what people are saying. I can't say if that's true or not. I tend to believe that's probably an overreaction or somebody kind of noticing a few things and then drawing a line between them.
Here's what happens. Those are conspiracy theorists. And it's
I will say this. If it was a white dude, it would be...
Everywhere.
Or if it was a terrorist.
Well, if it was a white dude, he'd probably have killed people.
Yeah, or if it was a legit...
would have hit something.
If it was legit ISIS, or if it was like a legit terrorist, I think the same thing. Mm. But because this is like a thing that nobody really knows what to do with, they're probably... It's not as much of a news
story. Wait, I do know a thing then. I know a thing that I don't know if Tim knows then. Apparently, her parents called the police 10 hours before and said she might be going to the YouTube headquarters because she hates YouTube.
Wow.
And she was recently in police custody and let out.
Everybody, here's the thing. I've stopped believing that the cops or the FBI don't want these things to happen. I truly believe that they do. Like, I believe that on some level, there is something going on where they literally, I don't know if it's this.
Well, it's population control.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to sound like a real conspiracy theorist right now. There's too many signs. You know the Parkland shooter? You know how many times they went to his house? 30 times. Like, there's too much.
Can I really say what I think it is? I don't think it's a conspiracy. And it's sort of on both of these.
I don't think it's a conspiracy
either. Both these points that you made real quick.
Yeah.
With that, I think that there's a lot more of these quote-unquote threats than we know of. I think that you're getting a person in custody that somebody says, hey, this person's fucking crazy, they're going to do something. I think that happens a lot.
I think
they bring somebody into question to investigate.
But there's a lot of anti-
9 out of 10 times they're let out.
They're
let
out, and that's
that. There's a lot of anti-cop sentiment right now, and I think a few cops might just be like, you know what? And I've heard this from cops. Like, you know what? Hey, people need to know that they need us. So you know what? Let it happen.
I don't think it's that literal. I do think there's something to that, though. I think that there's this side of it, which is I made this point about that that car, that self-driving car that killed that woman.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you know, people are going to die. Look at the number of people that die on, you know, with drunk drivers and people making mistakes. And then you look at the number of people that, you know, can possibly die with self-driving cars.
Yeah.
And let's just choose the option wherever has less deaths. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And then it's not to disrespect that woman who died.
Right.
But it's just the reality. It's not, you
know, cops
is a number. And I think what happens is, on the larger scale, they know people are going to get hurt. School shootings are going to happen.
Right.
These things will happen. And they are going to push and cover the ones that, number one, people are going to watch. It's a fucking television show.
You sure?
You know? So it's like, if the story's sexy and they're going to sell tickets and they're going to fucking have people putting popcorn into their mouth, they're going to cover it. So it's not so much like, oh, is the media going to make this thing go away? Or are people going to watch it? You know, do people want... Are people...
These people are bad at their jobs. A lot of these cops, let's be honest, just the Parkland, the FBI, they're not good at their jobs. They're either willfully ignorant or they're horrible at their job. And
Most people are horrible at their job.
And that needs 99%
of people are horrible at their jobs. 99% of comics stink. 99% of producers stink. 99% of people who lay bricks stink.
Because all we do is talk about it. Everyone's a hero and everyone's great. And it's like, no, you're fucking up a lot. Like, a lot.
I agree with you. And I think that we put too much, like, when somebody says...
We make the mythological figures.
This is a hero. A firefighter.
A hero.
What if they're the worst firefighter on... You know,
there's a lot of volunteers that do it.
Yeah, there you have a fucking...
First of all, you hear fire trucks all the time in New York City. Have you ever seen a fire? No. You know? Think about that. Think about it. You ever see a fire? True. No. You hear trucks all the goddamn time.
See some smoke once in a while?
You know what firefighters is? A bunch of people sitting around getting drunk, making spaghetti and meatballs, and petting Dalmatians. That's what it is.
Timmy, you really, and I mean this...
Do they still
You should write a pilot. You are the captain of a firehouse that hates firefighters.
Yeah.
And you hate
and I suck
your job.
Everyone's dick.
You fucking you just hate you like you're the dude of you're just like it's all a sham to you.
I love that Tim's idea of a firefighter is like from the 1920s where they're petting Dalmatians.
Handing buckets of water down a line.
going down that pole.
What's the new version? They're talking about how that the government is now mandated that there are too many blacks on the floor. Like, you know, what's the updated version?
We should have more blacks.
I don't think there's Dalmatians.
There should be more black firefighters and cops just for the athletic purposes alone.
I agree.
Like, you know how many more lives would be saved just because of their athletic prowess?
But I appreciate the idea. And I may go with it. I may run with it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
they have a bad history with fire hoses.
And the Dalmatian as a dog sucks.
Yeah.
That thing sucks.
Except pit bulls in the Black Firehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. All on chains.
They're just playing dice.
Yeah.
CeeLo.
The Black Firehouse sounds awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yo, nigga, that fire alarm been going on for 2 hours.
Just Fetty Wap playing in the background.
Yeah. They show up to a fire. They start fighting the person. Like somebody like is like, help me. And they're like, oh, fuck you, motherfucker.
We'd like to thank you, 187, for responding within 3 hours.
Let that motherfucker burn.
All right. I'm going to talk.
Puerto Rican firehouse. They just don't come in. It's an empty building. Yeah. Just a guy outside with a comb.
So, I mean, I guess that's it. This chick, she didn't kill anybody, though. Can we see a picture of her, Shannon?
She killed a few people.
No, she didn't kill anybody.
No.
Can we guess what she looks like?
Hold on. I just had it.
Did she actually kill somebody? No, she didn't, right? See, yeah, dude.
What a loser.
It's not like, what a fuck. That's like the guy who set off the bomb in New York City who, like, a screw hit like a homeless guy in the head. We're like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
It was nothing.
I had a clip.
Oh, here we go.
This girl?
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's her.
Turn, give me some volume on it.
Zuckerberg's San Francisco parodies. Police believe the people she shot were chosen at random.
Christ.
Maria Villarreal is at Zuckerberg's San
Francisco. Oh, yeah, she's not a white chick. She looks Arab.
That's the reporter's name, Maria Villarreal? Did you hear that?
Maria Valabulilala.
Sounded like...
were chosen at random. Maria Villarreal is at Zuckerberg's San
She definitely has never said her name.
Maria Villarreal. Wouldn't it be funny
like
if she
when
goes...
you bring a comic up and you don't know their name, so you just go like, and everybody... Blah, 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 blah.
And now going to Maria... On location.
She's just still on camera. Who are we sending out there?
I know it's a Maria.
Yeah.
That's...
Lewis would be like, now we got this bitch here. Maria something Hispanic.
I want to watch that, the shooter's YouTube video.
Here, actually, I have them, Shannon.
They looked good. They looked like
well
not,
produced.
Like, I would have kept watching that one.
Yeah.
Shannon, I'm sending you her YouTube channel right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you can pull it up because it's interesting.
We find out she was a gas digital subscriber. Oh, man. She's like all of our our highlight clips.
What if I could buy her content out and have it exclusive on gas digital?
That'd be fucking awesome.
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Let's see.
Dude, this is fast.
Was she foreign?
It's kind of hot.
Dude, this is like mesmerizing.
This is crazy. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god. All right, stop it. It's fine. I got it.
This is a girl you fuck at an art gallery 100%, right?
Crazy. Yeah.
This bitch.
Crazy.
Lewis is rock hard.
Crazy.
Lewis could not be more attractive.
I'm going to give her a show on the network.
Lewis will sign her.
In a heartbeat. I'm going to have her on Roastmasters next week.
What a weird chick. What a strange. But you couldn't stop watching.
Yeah.
Now ranked number 3 in Roastmasters.
She's probably. That was some good content.
Is there anything else? Is it all just shit like that? That's the same stuff.
Can we get it? That's like she's mad at. She's like mocking the culture of decadence that like nightclubs going out. She's like, don't go to a nightclub.
She's like, this is the way she sees people at nightclubs. Like that's all like
crazy, but oddly, like when you watch it, you're like, this is kind of hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's even more fucked up about it is like it's. It's not well produced. It's produced, right?
Right.
That, whatever that is, to create that, you have to she has to have a green screen and she has to get dressed up. And she
got
edit.
Mad because YouTube was like demonetizing her. She made like 10 cents off something where she got 330,000 views. And I think she got pissed. That's what she got
she
mad
She had 330,000 views?
On something, yeah. And she got like money. So I think she got, this was one of the news stories I saw.
But
today.
Did she have an extremely popular website where she was making money regularly and then they demonetized her? Because I mean, good for her.
I say take. I think she felt
I'm
like
sure
they were.
Popular.
Because she did a lot of animal rights videos, she felt like they were kind of censoring her. I mean, this is what I read.
This is just a batshit crazy bitch.
She's nuts, yeah. She's not a normal person.
This is... We know comics like this that have their own crazy YouTube channels.
A lot of comics like this.
Let's see. This is another one.
Where are you going with speech? Do you think that Iran is better than USA or USA is better than Iran?
It's the Iron Sheik. Iran number one.
What if she's not a terrorist? She's just going to do like a puppetry theater where she puts it on as like...
Yeah.
She's scuba diving?
I love that she is.
I know this looks like I am a terrorist, but I really just love sea life.
I am experimenting on a coral reef.
Am I wrong to say that she is a smoke show?
She is a smoke show.
She is beautiful. Look at her eyes and lips. Look at her.
Those thick eyebrows.
Doggy, somebody...
Is there more music?
No, here, somebody needed to fuck this girl. This is the
her
problem.
Her videos are terrible, though. This is
dude. That's not how you fuck a girl, dude. You got to tell her, like, I love your YouTube channel.
I like the way you shoot yourself. The way you commit suicide.
She's very pretty. I was not expecting that at all.
Me too. I was expecting, like, some...
Ugly broad.
No, Iranian women are gorgeous. Persian women are very pretty. They have, like...
Not always,
but a lot.
They're hairy bitches.
Well, they're really pretty until they hit a certain age, then they just become grandmas.
They're hairy. They're all hairy.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, every time I've been with a Persian chick or like a, they got a little, I don't mind hair. They got a tuft.
You don't want
a bitch to have a tuft.
Oh, like it coming out, kind
of. It's like you'll see patches of hair on their body, like little fucking islands.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Like Tim Dillon. If you ever see Tim with that shirt on, he's got like little patches on his back.
Oh, I am a Persian woman. A lot of people don't know this, but I spent the formative years of my life in Tehran.
Tehran. In Kuzbekistan.
There was a chick. Go, Shannon, YouTube, there was this thing.
I'm in love with her, by the way. Am I crazy that I'm extraordinarily attracted to her?
She is hot.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look She's at
her.
Hot.
Mm. Is there anything, is there any other pictures of her? Let's get as many pictures of her as possible. I would love to see more of her. Because I feel like somebody needed to meet this chick, take her out to a nice fucking, lunch or some coffee.
Could have changed everything.
This was it, dude. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, when they... They say that about like school shooters, like, you know, you can't pick on them. My mom was like that. My mom.
School shooter?
When Columbine happened, my mom was like, yeah, you know what? Should have fucked with those kids. She was on their side, like, hardcore. It was really weird.
No, but here's the thing with those Columbine
kids.
They were not bullied. They were popular.
They were jerks.
No, dude, I just read a book.
Super popular.
I just read a book about it. They were just straight up sociopaths. They were going to the prom. They had dates. No, it was legit. They were just evil. They were laughing as they killed people. They were legit off the chain crazy.
Yeah.
To a point where it's kind of scary.
Was that her?
No, that wasn't her.
Oh.
Thank you for adding a picture of Meatball Hero, Shannon.
Is that her? That's her. Whoa, look at her arms. I'm even more attracted to her with those fucking dope-ass arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very strange. The whole thing is kind of strange. But didn't kill anybody. Crazy. So, you know, good, dude. I'm glad.
You know how many people, you know, it's interesting, you know, that the Parkland shooter is getting tons of fan mail and money? People are just sending him fan mail.
What?
The guy
is he alive?
Nicholas Cruz? Yeah. They got him. He's getting tons of fan mail. People are crazy.
I pay attention to none of these details.
Dude, people are so crazy.
I really, it's funny
because you're a leader. That's our next topic.
Wow, look at that.
It's true, Timmy.
Look at the purple.
I agree.
Shirt.
I'm not saying. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy.
That's not real. Those aren't her real tits. It's fake, but good for her.
Those are fake. Those aren't fake.
That's not real. Those aren't her real tits.
I think she's making a point about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then look at that.
Look at that side point.
Oh,
she's in shape,
right.
though. This bitch definitely works out. She has small tits, great arms.
Here's one thing she never
Terrible
went to.
Aim.
She never went to a gun range.
Yeah. No, maybe those are her tits. Those are huge tits.
No, I think.
Are those two different girls?
I think they're both her.
They're both
no,
her.
I think she has a fake bra, like fake tits.
I think she's trying to. I don't know.
All right. Well.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, fuck her. Fuck her for trying to kill people. At least she didn't kill anybody. At least she's dead. And now I can jerk off to her pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her.
All's well that ends well.
Shannon,
is she the hottest chick to commit mass murder?
I don't even know if any of the chicks.
I don't. There's not a ton of women to
I'm thinking her, Eileen Wuornos, who's a fucking disgusting person.
Who's that?
The chick from Monster that Charlize Theron played. She would kill John. She was a hooker that would kill Johns.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she wasn't good looking. I think this chick is up there.
Well, there's a chick who killed her kids, Casey Anthony.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, she's
a smoke show.
Smoke show.
Yeah, pull her up for a second, too.
Can we talk about that,
Timmy,
by the
way? Of course we can. But do you find... Because here's the thing. I'm a weirdo, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up. So when I see something like that, like... I am weirdly attracted to these bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I have, like, my
am
dick
I attracted
moves a little
to
bit.
Dudes?
If there was, like, a hot serial killer, would that sort of be a turn on for you in its own warped, fucking, crazy way?
Yeah. I did a whole episode. One of the Charlottesville guys was really good looking. You know,
really?
Like, yeah. I mean, he's like probably a Nazi, but yeah. He's very good looking. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a school shooter that was like, who was good looking? Who was one that was recently good looking?
Remember that dude in LA who wrote this like manifesto?
Elliot Rodger was hot as fuck. Go to Google Elliot Rodger. No, wasn't he the guy that just killed? Google Elliot Rodger shooter. Elliot Rodger.
Ted Bundy.
No, oh, he was Asian.
Well, Dahmer.
I made a mistake.
Jeffrey Dahmer was, I guess, an okay-looking dude, right?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
This guy. Oh. No, this guy's not what I meant, but he's decent-looking.
Was that was the guy from L.A. that wrote that manifesto and then killed
Ted Bundy was really good-looking.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ted Bundy or Dahmer? Yeah. Who
Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy's much better-looking.
Ted Bundy.
Go Google Ted Bundy.
Yeah, he killed people by being good-looking.
Yeah, he was dope as fuck.
No, wasn't Dahmer the one who like would get young gay boys?
Yeah, and he'd drill holes into their heads and then pour acid in it to try to make zombies.
Oh, nice.
Listen, everybody's got something they like doing.
He's not a bad-looking dude.
He's not
right
a bad-looking guy.
Look at far
yeah.
left, Timmy.
Yeah, with the 5 that's o'clock shadow.
No. I never said I wouldn't kick Dahmer out of bed. You're asking who? I say Bundy over Dahmer, but essentially both.
Look at this chick. There's this chick. Vera Renti, also known as the Black Widow of Romania or Hungary, reportedly confessed to poisoning 35 individuals, including her two husbands, multiple lovers, and her son.
Oh!
Arsenic during the
1920s. She takes it. She might take it.
Black Widow. What a crazy bitch. She's pretty. Yeah.
But it's hard to know. In the 20s, everyone was kind of gross. Yeah. Even the hot people.
Her pussy must have stunk. There was no products. Gross. No products back then.
Hmm.
No, but can we talk about the bitch who got mad at us because she's angry that she can't, she uploaded.
Was she mad at me?
Yes.
No.
Yes, she was mad at all of us because we made fun of her.
Rebecca Rush.
We made fun of her.
Did we put up that clip of us laughing hysterically?
That was the funniest moment in a podcast.
The best highlight we've ever had on the show.
Ever. It was amazing.
Pull that up. Pull up Tim Dillon, Louis J. Gomez, Zach Amico, and that highlight.
That was the funniest time.
We've never laughed harder together.
I've never had a better time.
So here's the thing. I'll give a little background story if people don't know. Me and Dave Smith did a show with this chick, Rebecca Rush.
Who was accused of rape.
Who was accused of Is that considered rape, fingering a chick?
Well, wasn't she said the chick said she drugged her and everything? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's sexual assault, I would say.
Okay.
I don't know if,
all right, you're right. You're
I don't know the definition of rape or sexual assault. She was accused of sexually assaulting another female comedian. And, you know, she asked if she could do a podcast with me and Dave. And me and Dave went over to her place and we did a podcast with her. And she told her side of it. And it was, you know, it was a little weird, the whole thing. But at the end of the day, I didn't get the sense that she was a bad person or I didn't get the sense that she was fucking... like lying to me. I can tell when people are lying to me and bullshitting about the thing. I just, at the end of the day,
about rape?
I just didn't get that sense regardless. So, but it just was a thing that kind of happened. Then we moved on. It wasn't even a big deal like in the show. But then she released a web series called The Accused.
It was ill-advised.
It was a bizarre web series, and she's like talking directly to camera about it, about her experience being accused, and like I'm going like, you know, Rebecca, just make it go away. Like nobody's really, there's really not a victim. You're not really a known comic, or your career's like destroyed. You're sort of at the baseline level anyway. I know maybe there's some open mics that aren't allowing you to be there. Boo fucking who? Nobody cares really. Yeah. She just did Bobby Kelly's podcast. She did my podcast. It's not like you're not getting opportunities still. Let's get real. Okay, anybody who really fucking matters, to be honest, I don't really think they gave a shit about this, right?
No one knew about it.
She did Skankfest.
Yeah, well, this apparently happened like right after Skankfest. Oh. So this was, we watched her web series, and this was a moment where we paused it.
Maybe
and then
she had too much Death Wish coffee.
Possibly. It sent her off into psychotic rage.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So we were watching this web series on this show, me and Timmy and Zach, and... we paused it and we started talking and then we came back and it was just the moment that we came back to was this moment.
Podcast. She keeps saying she keeps going to a psychic. I'm like, bitch, you got to go to a lawyer. So what kind of psychic? No, you go to a lawyer. Like, what kind of psychic? You don't get a parking ticket and go to a psychic and be like, hey, I got a DWI. They want to take away my license. I don't know. Maybe you go see Cohen and Cohen, I think. But in the future, I see you potentially maybe not going to Tonight Show because of rape.
The trash heap has spoken.
Yes.
She consulted. Oh my God. Shit. It's Gypsy.
You will go on the podcast with a snake? Maybe? I don't know. I'm seeing a snake talking into a microphone, cynically using your situation for his own gain. I don't know. I'm very good at this. I've been doing it many years.
The woman who accused you, you feed her this pie.
Can we watch the end of this video, please?
Yes, watch the
I
end
need
of
to see it.
It's oh, incredible. My God.
And Casey Anthony's life got better.
All right, you got it. So this moment happens.
That's so funny.
Just we didn't set that up. One of the funniest moments. Right. You can't make this happen now. As a comic, I don't give a fuck if you're. We're not laughing at her in that scenario.
We're laughing at the ridiculousness of what we came back.
Yeah, it was just the timing, and also the point she was making. She was making a bad joke. That's what was happening there.
Yeah,
she was making the point that like after Casey Anthony, this all happened. Her life got better. It was a really shitty joke.
Yeah.
But it was just a joke. I don't think she really believed that and was making that as a real point. So it was just sort of the timing.
I explained that to her. I said, listen, we're comedians. We're making fun of stuff for a living. That's what we do.
Yeah.
You released a ridiculous and absurd web series that was funny. And she's like, it wasn't funny. She was like yelling at me on Bobby's show. I'm like, it was
back
funny.
Back up just for 1 second. What happened exactly? So Bobby invited her on the show?
Bobby worked with her. She was hosting at the Funny Bone in Hartford.
Time out. So you're working a club that won't return my fucking emails. What are you even fucking complaining about?
I don't know, dude.
You're
because
still working.
But here's the deal. I think you start to realize that I think, and I'm not saying this, and I don't really know. I think comedy for many people is really not about working. It's about the social component.
Yes.
And I think maybe for somebody like her, I'm just guessing, she feels kind of cast out of this social thing that actually matters more to her than working.
It matters actually a lot. It does matter. The social side of it, you have to get everybody to like you.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
you can also get work.
The people that don't like you don't fucking matter. The people that are mad at her, the only people that are going like, oh my God, there's some open mic chick that this chick finger in her sleep and are gossiping on that level, I'm telling you right now, those people don't matter. The fact that you're working the Funny Bone with Bobby Kelly and you talk to him and he invites you on your podcast and, you know, don't ruin that opportunity by being an asshole and coming in and then...
Well, she does. She came on and then she like held it in. I wasn't even going to bring it up, by the way. I was not going to bring this up because I wasn't going to be like, oh, you were accused of rape.
She's asked to come on this podcast multiple times since and do other things since. So this is why it's very surprising to me that she's upset about it, but
so
continue.
But Bobby was talking about chicken fingers.
She's like, you told me...
Speaking of fingering...
Yeah, right.
Chicken, did you see finger chicks? Well, hold on, time out. Are you talking about me? Did you hear about my story?
She goes like this. She gets mad. She's like, Tim Dillon told me to quit comedy, which I don't even remember doing that, but I'm sure I might have said something in the show. Like,
you tell everyone
to quit
comedy.
Yeah, because I believe that to be the...
And it's also like, you know, a fucking... It's you do believe it to be true, but it's sort of the bit that you fucking, you know, you jump on where it's like, if you know, whatever the adversity is that somebody kind of faces, your solution always is... Fucking quit then. Nobody's making you do this shit, you
straight
little bitch.
Up. Yeah. Straight up.
And how the person responds to that is sort of your measure of
who
they
are.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I have people that are angry with me that are still angry with me because I told them to quit a year ago.
What
and
are you
it's like
about?
They're still talking about it. And it's like, oh, I was right.
Yes,
I was
100%
right. So the reality is she then says that to me and she goes, Tim Dillon told me to quit comedy. I'm like, I don't even know that you do comedy. I don't even know what you're talking about. And then I told her, I was like, listen, here's the situation. If you felt attacked or whatever, we apologize, but you did a podcast with Lewis and Dave. You went on the network. You released a fucking web series. We made fun of it. End of fucking story.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. And she was kind of a little crazy. And she was a little old. And we were like, she was talking about the whole accusation. And she's like, I was manifesting. Because before that, if you remember, she was on Facebook outing dudes.
Yes.
Who she thought had sexually assaulted her. She was doing that for a long time. So she's like, I felt like I was manifesting that bad energy. And then that bad energy came back to me in the form of an accusation. Which even Bobby didn't really understand. Bobby's like, excuse me? Like, Bobby's like, run this again by me? You thought you manifested?
Oh, well, my crystallist told me this.
Right. So the deal is, I don't think she's that mad at us. I think after a while I explained her. She was a little mad when she first came on the show because I think it is somebody like her is like kind of like, who do I blame? She's in that she's in that position.
Yeah, I understand
it. This thing happened to her. She doesn't quite know how it happened, I guess. She said there's no victim. I think there was a victim. I think there was a girl that
said it. I had people that hit me up afterwards that specifically reached out to me, and the one girl said, I am the victim.
Right.
Straight up. Like, I'm the person. This is the deal. They gave me the DA's number to call and contact
because
they were like, you know, they would like to speak with you. And it kind of got me, it didn't get me into a little shit. I didn't care. I was like, oh, it's none of my business. I tried to get in touch with the DA because they asked me to call them.
Right.
Nobody got back to me. I don't know. I truly don't know what happened there. And it's not really my fucking.
No, but I think Voss gave her good advice. He goes, stop drinking, stop using drugs.
Yeah.
Because, like, because she's an addict, and she's like, I think she admitted that on the podcast. She's like, you know, she's relapsing and stuff like that. And when you're living that way, and you're around people that are doing that shit, you get into bad situations where people misread signals. You act in a way that's not right, and fucking.
It's also you're playing in traffic. You're dealing with young female open mic comedians,
right?
The craziest of the craziest,
right?
You know, it's
easily rapeable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fucking it's a type of person, like, as a young female that wants to get into comedy. You're a little off. There's something there.
And young males are off. Everyone in comedy's off.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think that men deal with their craziness a little differently. I think men beat themselves up with their craziness.
Yeah.
It's almost a little bit like, I'm crazy, I'm an asshole, I'm wrong, I'm a piece of shit. And I think women, when they're a little crazy.
I have so little to do with women, I can never comment on these issues.
Yeah, I feel like they lash out and they blame outside variables. I guess it's a type of person, but I see women doing that more often than men.
Yeah.
Women are the ones going like, oh, it's because I'm a female in comedy that I can't get anywhere. And anybody who's in comedy is going like, you're fucking retarded. Like, if you're a female and you're funny, get the fuck out of the way. You're just going. I don't care. I do not give a fuck what you say.
Michelle Wolf owns the business.
Show me one female comic who's truly funny. Truly, like, a really, wow, that chick's fucking funny, and she's got nothing going on. How weird is that? The way that people talked about Joe List 7 years ago, where it was like, this is one of the funniest guys, period, right? He's got nothing, got no TV credits, like a couple little things, right? And everyone knew that Joe List was one of the best. Everyone agreed, right? But it was like, I did, you know, tall white guy with glasses, what are you gonna do? That was sort of the thing, right? Show me a girl that's that funny as Joe List was at 11, 12 years in comedy, where she doesn't already have a TV show. Fuck being on the way. Fuck being on the road. It doesn't exist. Gay guy.
Yeah.
You know, non-intimidating black person. It's very specific. Because there's a lot of killers out there that are fucking hilarious, but
here's the counter to that, I think, is that, number one, I don't know who's out there that's really funny. It's hard to know who's out there that's really, really, truly good and who's getting what opportunities. I do agree with you that if you have a card to play, it does help, but only recently. So, for example, that's only recently. That wasn't the case in the 90s. That wasn't even the case in the beginning of the millennium. There was tons of funny gay comics that didn't get any opportunities, and tons of funny women comics that didn't get any opportunities in 2007 or 8 or 9. But now it's an overcorrection, and one of the reasons it's an overcorrection is because those people were denied opportunities for a long time. SNL never had a black chick. We know how fun. Most black chicks are just funny.
Hilarious.
Middle-aged black chicks are just funny. SNL.
Find any black chick in seventh grade. They're funnier than every white female comic on SNL.
They're funnier than anyone on SNL.
100%.
SNL never had a black chick until Sasheer Zamata. Other than Ellen Cleghorn, they had one. It's weird. They hadn't had one in years. Weird. SNL's never really had an Asian person. Weird. Never had a gay dude on it. Weird. It's a sketch show. Weird. Now, does that mean that were there no funny gay people? Were there no funny black women? That doesn't make sense.
Right.
So there was, and listen, I'm totally with you now, because now we're at the point where it's crazy. It's an overreact. But the way you get over corrections is because you have this denial for a very long time that then manifests itself in this crazy other. And now the pendulum swings way to the other way.
Right. And I agree with that. And I do agree completely with that. But I also think that women have gotten funnier. Legitimately, they're funnier today than they were 20
years ago. I think women should get hit. I want to temper my statement with that. I believe physical intimidation and violence is necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. But just because I don't want to lose fans on the show.
I think that women, they are more willing to talk about the darker shit and the real shit that they've had to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, I think that back in the day, maybe the knock on female comedians was they were just talking about being a housewife and, you know. And I think it was, you know, dudes were kind of going like, what do you have to complain about? Just fucking cleaning the dishes? Who cares, right? And then it became like, oh, women were getting raped.
And then women started talking about that, and it started getting dark, and it started getting dirty and ugly and angry. And I think that is really, you know, for comedy, the shit that I like is I like women being raped. So,
anyway, no, we'll see you guys next week.
I like darker shit, and I think that the, on average.
It might also be that comedy got a little more honest as it got darker.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that's true now, though. I don't know, because I feel like, just in general, the average male comedian is less ballsy, way less ballsy.
That's
the average female comedian.
Here's the other thing. A lot of people are like, oh, straight white guys aren't getting stuff. And that's true. But if you look at a lot of the acts of straight white guys, here's the mistake that they're all making. They're becoming these fucking beta male losers who don't have anything to say, who don't push the envelope because they're all terrified of not getting booked. That then feeds the beast of them not getting booked because they suck.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing anything. And I'll show you straight white guys that are getting stuff, and it's because they're fucking, they're distinctive. You know, you can't tell me that, like, a guy, an Ari Shaffir, who's a straight white guy, he's a guy that is distinctive. He is a perspective. He has a voice. He's got a fucking a podcast where he, like, you know, asserts who he is. He's got a comedy where he has a perspective. Like, these things matter. You can't just be bland and mediocre and expect to get something. You have to be the kind of comic where it's almost impossible to describe you as a straight white guy.
And also, I think this is another thing, because there's these great comics who you look at their acts and you look at their jokes, and you can literally just, a lot of them, and a lot of them that are great, that are considered great, you could literally say, those two guys are just trade acts, and it wouldn't make a difference at all.
Absolutely.
They could, like, this guy could just do that guy's jokes.
Yeah.
It would mean nothing. He'd deliver them. He'd kill with them.
Yeah.
And, yes, that's great. Look, if you want to go be a cog in someone else's wheel, I think that's a great skill set to have, to just be able to write jokes, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at it, if you look at, you know, your act, if you look at, you know, Ari's a great example as well.
Yeah.
It's like, nobody else is going to do Ari Shaffir.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to, like, and if they did that, you'd be like, oh, they're doing Ari.
Yeah.
You know? And
you want to be distinctive.
Yeah. And I think that's a really, really good point. And I think people won't even look at that. When you're talking about, what that is as comics will call it, is your comedic voice. You know what I'm saying? Most comics don't have a voice.
Right.
Most comics,
everybody's just hitting the same beats as everybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Most comics, you know, you can say what the fuck you want about me, right? Nobody else sounds like me on stage.
Right.
Nobody else is doing my... Please don't leave! I have a door deal! I hate you. All right, Shannon, I feel like we got another scam that Jew. I just sent you one. It was a really long email. I didn't know... I didn't read what the actual scam was... Do we have any more than that, or no? Is that it?
I have one other one that you sent me. Just give me one sec.
Great. Yeah, pull up the scam that you use. In fact, hit the drop. Why not, right?
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that, Jew.
So, you know, we are now becoming the premier, you know, scamming source.
Jew scammers?
No.
Oh.
Scam that, comma, Jew.
Oh.
We're the Jews.
Oh.
We're the ones looking to save money.
Oh, I thought you were scamming
Jews.
Come
on, Brennan. Don't be fucking anti-Semitic.
Sorry.
Asshole. So, you know, we are becoming the number one source for scams. And I think I'm going to start putting together compilations of our scams, because these are getting good now. We have, at this point, we probably had a dozen, maybe even 15 solid scams where you're not going to really get in trouble. Not really going to get in trouble. You could, you know, you walk away pretty easily, okay? So Shannon, let's read one of these.
Okay. So this is from Jamie. She or he says, this is probably the most financially rewarding scam a common person can easily pull off.
That's a fucking big statement right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if
he backs it up.
If you're a high school student applying to college, forget about your safety schools. Check off Hispanic/Latino and Native American on your college applications. Race and ethnicity on college apps are self-reported, and there's no investigation into it. You'll be put on some email list for Native and Hispanic student groups.
Which is gross.
And you may be required to write a thank you letter to Hispanic or Native alumni donors whose money helps to fund your education if you end up getting a financial aid based on this. Unsubscribe from the list, quietly write the letters, and never mention it to anyone. That's where Elizabeth Warren fucked up.
Wow.
Love it.
Yeah, but
solid fucking scam right there.
That's a good scam. But also, wouldn't people, if they looked into that and you had, like, not a Hispanic name, it'd be like, who the fuck is...
I have a friend who's a producer in Los Angeles who has an apartment in New York who Lewis knows. This person changed her name with a certain guild to a Hispanic last name to get more work. Yeah. Listen, nobody's going to go and tell you that you're not Hispanic.
Nobody's checking
Nobody's checking that. Nobody's going to, because you know what? There are people in Spain that fucking look, they're brown.
My girlfriend,
hair.
Kimberly Congdon. Her dad's white. Her, I mean, she looks as brown as could be. Her last name is Congdon, you know. So it's like, no, you can't. You really can't. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's. I'm sure it's against some rules to even like fucking question somebody's thing, right? Yeah. That's what's my scam at the airport recently. If you just tell me you have a bum knee, they got to drive you around the airport.
Really?
Yeah, they can't question you.
Oh, I'm gonna do that next time.
100%, doggy. Do it every single time. That's a solid scam right there, and I appreciate that from Jamie. Yeah, just lie. Lie on anything, dude. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
They have to. Here's the thing. Here, let me explain to you why that's a particular real ass scam. Because it's the white man taking away from minorities. And it just doesn't get any more fucking real ass, and I don't give a fuck than that, you know? Because for me, I'm a minority. I can appreciate the fact. I don't like the fact that as a brown person, I would be given any opportunities over my white counterparts. That's
neither
fucking
do we.
Crazy, you know? But, you know, so this is solid, dude. Take it back a little bit, white man. Take it back.
Take it home.
Well, let's get another scam, Shannon, and then we'll let Timmy get out of here, because I know you got to go to an audition in a second. We'll do some questions to wrap it up.
Okay. Oh, I mean... It's really long.
Dude, well, what's the scam
Rebecca
part?
Rush, thank you for being so understanding and gracious with me. I'm really sorry I misdirected some of my anger at my situation at your way. I wrote, no worries.
That's just now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I found it.
Do you think somebody's tweeting at her that we're talking about her?
She's watching it live.
I'd invite her back on the show. I'd have her do the roast battle. I liked Rebecca, you know, and truthfully speaking, like, you know, look, I'm not going to go and ruin my career and be a martyr for some fucking asshole. But I never got the sense from Rebecca that she was a bad person or lying to me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not going to just...
She's just got to let the rape thing go.
Just let it go, bitch. Stop talking about it. Don't go on another bigger podcast and bring it up again.
Yeah.
Let it go. You're fine. You're working the funny bone. Shut the fuck up about the rape thing. She needs a manager. She needs to shut the fuck up, you idiot. What are you doing? You're literally, she's like, I can't work anywhere. You're talking about an open mic in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
You're working a fucking real club on the road hosting for a national headliner in Robert Kelly. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Let it be.
Let
That's
it go.
The song. Let it be.
Let it be. Let
when
it
they
be.
Said you left
let
a finger. Be.
Put that on right now. Put the lyrics up,
too. You left
too.
A fingernail in a woman. Let it be. Let it be. It was weird. You drugged your friend and raped her on your couch. Let it be. I don't even know if that's the fucking.
That's not even the tone.
Yeah, what is the tone?
There it is. This is our song to Rebecca Rush.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is a weird video. It just keeps going back and forth.
There she is right there.
It's a karaoke video.
Oh, it's karaoke. Why is it?
Find myself when in times of trouble. I perform at Skankfest. I get so much confidence that I rape my friend.
But she was really drunk, and her pussy looked so tasty. I said, let me put a finger in you. You won't even feel it. You're asleep.
Let it be, let it be. Host the funny bone with Bobby. Don't bring up the rape. Let it be,
let it be. Broken fingernail was found inside of this unfunny
pussy.
Chick.
One day I'll have a good life like Casey Anthony. It's a year later and no one gives a fuck. Stop talking about it, you dumb cunt.
Let it be. Stop talking about that rape. You dumb bitch, you got to let it be.
You'll get JFL new rapers. Let it be.
All right, that's it. Timmy, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Us,
thank you.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you.
Somebody send that to Rebecca Rush, that song. We'll have her on. I'm gonna get her on in the next week or two. We'll figure it all out.
I gotta go too, by the way.
You gotta go. What do you mean you gotta go?
I gotta be at Sirius at 2:45.
Whoa!
You'll be Sirius too. You know we're off the fucking F train.
What does that mean?
It'll take you 20 minutes to get to Sirius.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Whose show are you going on?
Your mom's. No, I'm doing. That's my.
My mom's got a show.
Yes, that's who was texting me.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's all good. Who? Who?
No, Sean Donnelly's show.
Sean Donnelly's. Sean Donnelly's got a show.
Yeah.
Tim. They won't even answer. Tim, and Nick Mullen submitted a demo. They won't even answer my email. I have one of the biggest radio agents in the world. Sean Donnelly's got a show. Really?
Yeah, it's about.
That's. I'm sure it's awesome.
No, it's not the movie one. You piece of.
What is it?
I think it's called Celebration or something.
Oh, that's. Great.
Me, you, and Tim Dillon probably considered the best podcasters in the world.
We are. I would agree with you. It's us and Rob.
He's talking to.
It's crazy. SiriusXM. You guys really.
Yeah, we're making it.
Okay. We just sang a Beatles parody about rape. We can't get a show on Sirius. They won't have us.
Oh, fuck me. All right, let's, Shannon, we'll wrap it up with some questions. Let's do it.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
What?
Give me a fucking answer.
Shannon, how can they join the conversation?
You can go to gomezcomedy.com, the contact section, and put real ass questions in the subject line. Or you can reach out to Lewis on Twitter or Instagram. On Twitter, it's at Lewis J. Gomez. On Instagram, Gomez Comedy.
Very nice. So I'll answer a couple today. Let's see, what do we got here? Anything good? Okay, that's a good question. Sean Believable on Twitter wants to know, hey, Lewis, any advice for me to get my wife to take a load of the mouth? She complains and freaks out each time. Much appreciated. So when your wife is sucking my cock, what I do is I gag her a lot with my big dick down her throat. And when she starts crying, I don't take that as a sign of her not liking it.
Yeah.
I take that as, oh shit, she wants to make me come harder. So I start fucking her throat even harder. And I don't really ask your wife if she likes it or not. I just kind of give it to her.
Yeah.
And whether she likes it or not is inconsequential. And that's why she loves slobbering my cum.
Yeah. Well, what you should do is not tell her he's about to come and just blow and be like, sorry, but that wasn't too bad, right? Yeah. And then when she'll start doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Zach?
I think you should talk to her about it and offer to make sure you only eat like pineapple and stuff. And that way you can like start a conversation about it.
My cum tastes good. You'll love it.
No, just like eat like pineapple and things that make your cum taste better. You know, because sometimes, I don't know if other people have this problem, you know, sometimes you're addicted to pills for a few years of your life and your cum tastes like crushed up medicine.
Does it really?
It's a problem. So maybe you need to alter what you put in your body so she doesn't hate it.
Whoa. Interesting. Okay. This is the Secrets to Lasting Longer blog. They say these are what not to do. Don't hold her head and try to force it.
Okay.
Don't just come and don't give her a warning. Don't order her to swallow.
Well, some people like that.
Yeah. Some common reasons why she's not swallowing. It tastes gross to her. She's never done it before. She doesn't want to feel like a slut.
She doesn't love you.
She knows her father. Mention it's outside of the bedroom. What if she still won't swallow? Just be patient. She's got to be patient with this bitch. Oh, this isn't even... They didn't give her anything. Does she
suck his dick and just not... swallow it, or is she not even coming at all? I mean, not even sucking at all.
I don't know.
Because honestly, at a certain point, it's.
He wants to come in her mouth, you know? She doesn't even take the load in the mouth. She doesn't even spit it. That's you need to leave this bitch. You need to leave her. You need to leave her. Start fucking her best friend. That's what I say. And then send her a video of him. Be like, this is how you fuck.
Shannon, thoughts?
Well, next time he does something where it's like he doesn't want to do it, and it's like him swallowing a load, just bring it up. Be like, remember this when you're sucking my dick.
Yeah.
Blow your friend and then make out with your wife. Gotcha, bitch.
Shannon, any advice here? Because you love cum.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
But it depends on the person. So maybe if they can get like a little dirtier in other aspects of their sex life, then this won't be such
Don't
a...
wipe. I get it.
Yeah. I
like it. No, then this won't be such a taboo thing then.
So what do you mean? I'm sorry, explain this.
If they do like some like other dirty things in the bedroom, like more dirty talk and spanking or
pee
whatever.
On her, yeah. Yeah, yeah, cum's not so bad now. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. One more question. Let's see. Anything else is good? These aren't very good questions today, guys. Let's see. None of these are good.
Skank wants when to you're force-fingering an open micer.
Joel's poll wants to know, are you bringing Skankfest on the road? We didn't do it this year. I know we talked about it. I'm going to make promises sometimes. Sometimes I make declarations, and the reason I make those declarations are because I feel like I'm more likely to follow through on the declaration.
Well, yeah, you have to manifest it, right?
Yeah, yeah, and if I say it out loud, I feel like I'm not going to back out on it, right?
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, this it's just not my call. If it was me, I would have done it. You know, but I have other partners, I have other investors, I have a lot going on with that festival that it wasn't, we weren't able to do it. If I had to guess, early 2019, late 2018, Skankfest West, I couldn't imagine us not doing that. What we do at the Comedy Store in LA and the amount of people that come out, there's no reason for us not to do that. So if I had to guess, we will do that. It's something that we've talked about a lot.
You're like, you know, sometimes I say things and make promises and it's just not going to happen. Anyway, Skank Out West 2018,
Skank
2019.
West. Skank West. So we'll see what happens, guys. We will see what happens. All right, look, I love you guys. Let's wrap this one up. Let's wrap it the fuck up, doggy. Shannon, thank you. Great show today, babe.
Thanks.
Follow everyone on Twitter at Brendan Sagalow,
yep.
At Zach is not funny, at Tim J. Dillon, at Louis J. Gomez, at I am the letters I am Shannon Lee, at Guest Digital, at Real Ass Podcast. Guys, go subscribe right now. You love the fucking show. Check out the entire complete on demand archives right now. Every show we've ever done. This show's been around for a very long time. I know you guys will love it. So it's just $6 a month. Remember, we're raising the price to $8.50. So do it now before it's too late. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.